So I think the intent was there. There was no malicious.
Well,
is the percentage?
You done it on a percentage, and the percentage that we voted on then was not going to equalize them because you voted at 120.5% instead of 125%.
And it was because information was given showing a different valuation of the county.
Which, if the valuation changed, then it was going to be still off the same amount when the other ones came to the change in the valuation. It wasn't going to equalize. It's going to be equal for 2 years, and that was it.
Unfortunately, that's something that we discovered when we started looking at this. It may have been other years that this vote was taken on the wrong.
And we have asked for a legal opinion on how to equalize them, and so we're kind of sitting in limbo waiting on that legal opinion to get back from the Attorney General to find out. We've requested from the Attorney General, hey, how do we equalize them, until we hear back from them. And Mr. Cardi did say if we had any questions, he'd be free this afternoon to take a phone call from any of us while we're sitting here. But my understanding there was, is I think, and I don't know if Mike or Sheila's talked to him, I think he was alluding to me anyways, that, hey, right now you don't try to equalize, don't try to, because you're not going to be able to. Let the Attorney General tell us how to fix that in the coming years. What we need to focus on now is the 67,575, and if we're going to do an increase or nothing at all, or do a decrease. And so
the only way you could equalize them now is to do a decrease.
Even then, it doesn't
work out that way.
I asked about doing that to get them all equal, and he said he would not advise it now because he had the Attorney General's opinion out there until it came back. That he said you could end up in more of a mess.
I think to me, if you voted 98.329%, that would equalize.
Obviously, you've worked on it because you had it to the number. What is it? 98.329,
and that's still not equal, but it's within me.
Well, I think that was probably our attorney's. It's still not going to be equal. There can still be issues, and so I think his advice to me, anyways, and again, I'm assuming he said the same thing to you, Ms. Wyatt. Let the Attorney General handle that one. Whenever they give back the opinion, then we can correct it. But until that time, it should be off the, I don't want to say off the table, but it should be.
Well, if the Attorney General comes back and says it stays as it is, then until the next term of office, it wouldn't be able to be corrected. That was my point, too. But
well, then you'd have to either raise it on the next term.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what about the issue of the statute that says we're supposed to be equal? I would think that those people that are getting paid less.
Says all officers are to be paid in.
Of course, but there's always 2 years apart where they're
on
not
a percentage.
Equal.
On percentage. Not,
yes,
not
when you're by
says
valuation.
Equal percentage.
Which we shouldn't have been doing.
You could vote us, but the ones that are coming in could be down back to 55,000.
Oh,
yeah, they could have.
By two-thirds vote.
By two-thirds
vote. Good.
The problem is those statutes are so ambiguous that there's a lot of, I think we talk about this in every MAC meeting. We talk about this.
Every attorney's going
right.
to interpret them different.
Just opinions, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, and there's starting to become some case law, but anyway.
So, if we voted to leave it no increase, then does the COLA still apply?
The COLA is separate from the...
COLA is separate from all this.
Anyone that takes office in the coming year, if there's a COLA, they get it.
Okay, let me throw this scenario out. Let's just say we did an increase by $5,000. And then what do we do with the COLA that's been sitting out there? Do we go and apply that COLA back to that?
Yes.
When they take office, they get what was put aside at that time that it's made.
Well, real quick, mm-hmm. You said increase. You can't increase by $5,000. You have to increase by 5%. Say 5%.
So 5%.
Yeah. So then, if there was a COLA given, the current salary is $67,575, right?
The COLA stays with the office.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Is the COLA calculated
no.
on this salary today or the new salary?
No. On when it was given.
The COLA that is given. That was given if you got a $1,500 COLA on it as a percentage. then that COLA, if we vote for it to be 55,000, then that $1,500 goes off the top of 55,000.
But again, you guys are using numbers and not percentages.
I'm just saying.
Right. Make sure that I just don't want there to be any confusion.
Right. That's why I said if it was a $1,500 COLA on the right.
So you would base, right now your salary is $67,575. Is that right? That's with the COLA. That's
right.
Well, so we need to figure it without the COLA.
No. My understanding is you figure it with the COLA.
It's based on that's what it's being paid.
That's where you need to call Frank and find out.
Yeah, it's with the COLA.
As long as we don't take any increases, we have no problem.
As I say, I can't imagine there being.
And I'm ready to make
that's
a motion.
That's not how the COLA was going to be.
Now, let's say, okay, so this is this. If.
The way it was explained to us before, the salary commission votes on the base pay
without
the COLAs.
And the commission has the authority for the COLAs.
Yeah.
But now,
Vote on the base pay. If it's increased, the COLA will still stay with the office.
But once you get
the percentage is taken, not of the salary schedule of the current salary. That's our opinion. Right. So it would be of the current salary, which includes the COLA. You see what I'm saying? You understand that?
1.2 million. So we've got 173.
No, because it's been. That's different from what was done before.
If
so, now you're saying that the COLA is included in our base.
It is
part of our base
to this point.
To make this motion the way our legal has advised us, it is to be a percentage of what is being paid,
including the COLA.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, the motion that I'm prepared to make. There won't be any disagreement on whether the COLA is included with a percentage or not a percentage. I make the motion that the certify. Make the motion there be no increase in compensation of the from the salary that is being paid for those that are involved for the next term of office.
If you go off of the.
The current salary that is being paid.
If you go off of the verbiage from the statute, add in the beginning, move to allow salary commission to vote for no increase. That's kind of verbatim off the statute.
Okay, I think I said no increase in compensation. Is that not?
Did I misunderstand? We're saying the same thing, but just so there's no. The statute says to add. Allow salary commission to vote for no increase.
The salary commission for Taney County hereby certifies that it has met pursuant to the law to establish compensation for the county officers to be paid to such officers during the next term of office for the officers affected. The salary commission reports there shall be blah blah blah.
So the move to have the salary commission. I'm just telling you what Frank told me.
Mm-hmm.
Frank also gave you an opinion that was the problem with the statute, if you look at that. If you read that, it does leave in there the base schedule, and that's what he says should be.
I didn't like that either. That's part of the problem.
The motion needs to, in my opinion, the motion needs to say, move to have the salary commission report no increase.
If I could add something since we're talking about motions.
Mm-hmm.
I called Christian County a couple of days ago and visited with the auditor. I didn't get the fellow's name, but anyway, ask him what.
Can I
just stop for
a
second and ask the chairman to call no second motion drops so we can.
We have a motion? I'm sorry.
We have a motion.
I didn't know.
We're discussing what the motion should be, so since there's no second.
We have a motion. There's no second. Motion drops.
Yeah. Do we just want to call Frank real quick? We all want to do the same thing.
I'm fine. If we want to get it saved, I would rather be safe than sorry. I don't have to deal with it another 4 years.
I don't think I'm wanting to do the same thing. I may be the only one, but that's
okay. Go ahead. I was going to restate, but go ahead.
What do you want to do?
I talked to the Christian County Auditor's Office. I didn't get the fellow's name. He said that the Christian County is at the 55,000 rate for everybody except the sheriff and the prosecutor.
Hey, Frank, this is Frank.
The way I understood him, well, that their salary commission voted a 5% increase to the schedule. That's the right way to say. And it's expected that the commission is going to do a 2.9% COLA. This is Christian County. They are now a higher assessed value than we are, although they're on the same schedule, the $55,000 that's on that schedule. So they're looking at their salary short of the COLA, going from 55 to 57,750. And as you all know, I don't know if any of you all have changed your thoughts from 2 or 4 years ago, but I strongly felt like 25% was out of line. And for us to make a motion to say no increase, then we're supporting that 25% that happened 4 years ago. And I'm not in favor of that. I can't see that our offices are doing any more than Christian County.
Then do you make a motion to decrease?
Well, yeah.
You either stay the same, you increase or decrease.
I'll make a motion.
Well, the verbiage that we're looking for is still going to be the same regardless.
Yeah.
So, hey, Frank, can I put you on speakerphone? All right, hold on.
He said read it right off.
Okay, Frank, here's the question was, is what advice did you give about the verbiage of allowing salary commission to vote either no increase, decrease, or increase? But what was the verbiage that you said to use?
Okay. By the way, good afternoon, Salary Commission.
Good afternoon.
The advice that I have is to go to subparagraph 8 in the statute that outlines the procedures to follow. That paragraph 8 has the language of the report that's to be made by the Salary Commission of their action. And I would simply suggest that you say motion made to, and then go to one of those three options. If you want to increase it, keep it the same, or decrease it, and fill in the percentage by which you choose to increase or decrease or leave it the same. But I just would use that as your model once you decide what you want to do. It should be just a simple one-line motion and then a fill-in-the-blank type of report from the Salary Commission. But I'm out of the office right now on my cell phone. I don't have the statute in front of me, but it's the subparagraph 8.
We've all got it,
Frank. Contained in it.
It says, the Salary Commission for Blank County hereby certifies is met pursuant to law established. Do you want all of that, or does it just need to say the Salary Commission moved to allow Salary Commission for Blank increase, decrease, or no increase?
Yeah, I would just, let's say, for instance, that you want to do a 5% increase.
Okay.
I would do a motion, somebody moves to increase salaries by 5%, period. Then if it passes, the report that you make uses that 5% figure. If you want to decrease it, same deal. I move that the Salary Commission order a decrease of 5%.
Earlier.
I move no change.
Earlier when we talked, you specified to say Salary Commission, and in the three examples you just gave, you used Salary Commission in one of them and not in the other two. So how important is it to have Salary Commission in the motion?
Well, I honestly, I don't think it matters.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you earlier then.
No. It's fine to put it in there, but you guys are the Salary Commission.
Right. I was thinking there. Okay. No, I misunderstood you earlier then.
Frank.
And then the importance of it is just to have the report of the commission conform to the language of the statute. And that's, of course, after you make your decision and the report of the commission is certified to the county commission.
Right.
Frank, are we voting on the base salary, or do we include any cost of living increases?
The initial vote is just on the base salary, I believe.
We're beyond the base salary, correct?
No, our salary that we get now is the base.